Blog Talk Radio.
I believe every word he said and all his promises spoken to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you a peace of mind. Stand on your feet.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to Marketing Ministries Radio Show. I am your host, Wanda Adams, and as always, we want to give glory and honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for allowing us to do what we do. We are so excited about today's show. It is a very, very special show. Our special guest today will be Tony from Gospel Innovation. He has such a phenomenal ministry. He truly has a heart for God, and he is an example of how that your gifts will make room for you. God has given him clarity and vision, and he is taking something so unique to further advance the kingdom of God. So I know that you're going to truly enjoy today's show. Our chat lines are open, so you can join us in the chat room. If you have questions for Tony, you can reach us at 917-932-1720. So call in with your questions. And also, tweet and text and let everybody know that you're listening to Marketing Ministry, the radio show, with our special guest, Tony from Gospel Innovation. So with no further ado, we're going to bring our special guest on the line. Welcome, Tony.
Yes, Wanda, thank you for having me on your show. I wanted to take the opportunity first to thank you, number one, as I said, for just the opportunity. I know you're committed to excellence, committed to ministries that are pursuing excellence, and so I'm humbled just to be able to be on here. I also want to thank all those that have been giving me incredible support even up to this date, as well as the amount of buzz of other people that have wanted me. I already have this posted on their websites once this interview is over. So I'm really excited about everything that we're going to talk about today. Thank you all for letting me just take a second as well to thank my pastors, because it's safe to say that without God I wouldn't be here, and that definitely is true. With that, I, as I said, I really need to also say that without my pastors, Apostle David Spearman, Prophetess Donna Spearman of Faith Ministry Center Church, I not only wouldn't be here, but I wouldn't even have a reason to be here. I come from an incredible church that recognizes kingdom order, and that gospel innovation is just a small part of the large vision that's held at our church. And so I'll probably get into that just a little later. But so all the listeners, my name is Tony Rositas. I'm the owner of two companies, Giant Killer Media Design and Gospel Innovation LLC. I'll be spending the majority of the time talking about gospel innovation today. As you're listening, I'll describe the uniqueness of this website, and we've also brought a taste of some incredible music that we're honored to feature on the site that will play for you today. I'm certain that you'll be impressed with these artists as we introduce them along with our site. So what is Gospel Innovation? GospelInnovation.com can be best described as a showcase gallery. It's been also easily described as a gospel media magazine / blog. But as I described today, gospel innovation is unique, hence innovation. We don't always have to understand what something just means in terms of / if I'll describe it as it's a YouTube / MySpace. This is pretty unique. And so showcase gallery, I say that because we're lifting up excellent examples of how to push the message of gospel in song, dance, websites, and in desktop wallpaper. Our website's updated weekly with new content from any of those four areas. And so I know we're about to play one song of one of the featured artists that I will mention just in a moment. I just want to describe those four areas real quickly. For those four areas that we mainly feature, gospel music, we have artists from the U.S. and the U.K. prominently featured with others around the world. Innovative videos, we've got choirs, we've got mime teams, dance teams, worship teams, and all kinds of innovative videos that just spreads the message of the gospel there that you'll be able to see. Websites, we've got ministry websites from around the world, and they're not just sites that are just around the world, but they're designed that just showcase excellence with everything that they do. And then lastly, we've got desktop wallpaper, inspiring wallpaper that are designed by our designers as well as even others that just lift up the name of Jesus, and so that you can put them on your iPod, your iPhone, your iPad, the PC, everything, so that it just kind of reminds you of exactly what Gospel Innovation is about and what the kingdom is about. So before I go any further, just want to introduce the first song that's getting featured right now on our site, one among many, and it was very difficult to try to pin down the different songs that we would want to feature because they're so, all of them are so amazing. But the first song would be Anthony Brown. He is doing the song Harvest Song, and I'm sure probably many of you have already heard of it. Maybe some of you haven't, but this is just a perfect example of the kind of music that you'll be able to hear that will be able to just encourage you in the Lord. So please go ahead and play that, Wanda, and we'll be right back.
Oh, I'm expecting.
Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. I am your host, Wanda Adams, and you are just listening to Anthony Brown, The Harvest Song. If you're just tuning in, our special guest today is Tony from Gospel Innovation, and he's a great man of God, and God has given him a tremendous vision and a unique vision for ministry. And so we are showcasing some of his favorite songs and talking about the website. So, Tony, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Describe for our listeners a little bit about the music that you play and your relationship that you have with the artists and the publicists and the music labels.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, we have such a great relationship, and for some reason, other than just God, is the only way I can describe it, we've had mm-hmm. a great relationship with music artists, publicists, music labels that have supplied us permissions to feature their content on our site. And these artists, as I mentioned before, range from the United States here as well as in the UK. And we're quite proud of the ones that we showcase. Globally is what gospel music, we believe, is what it's all about. More and more, not just the U.S. here, even though we've seen some phenomenal gospel artists here in the United States. But our commitment to the U.K. Market as well is something that is really strong, and we've seen it just incredible growth with that. We've seen a lot of people that have really connected to our site just in our viewing stats that are from the U.K. as we begin to really feature a lot of gospel music artists from there. And I have one that we'll probably listen to here in a second, but hopefully that answered your question there.
Okay. Now, Tony, describe for us what people will see when they view each page on Gospel Innovation.
Yeah. What it is you go there, front page will just kind of hit you all at once, but you'll be able to select, you know, any person's song, and on that page they will have maybe a video or that song of that person. It'll have a bio, text write-up regarding that artist, some photos regarding that, and then a number of links so that you can follow them on Facebook, on Twitter, on numerous ways, as well as purchasing their music. Now, I know this is not, as I say, it's unique. In a sense, the dynamic of it isn't as unique, but there's a lot of other websites like Reverb Nation. There's numerous websites that have a lot of those kind of things. I think just in the compilation of not only the artists, but even the ministry dances and the different videos that we feature kind of bring something all together that is a little unique because, yeah, you could really go out and search on the web for all those things, but to be able to have all of those kind of showcased in a way that really uplifts them the most without seeing, you know, all the junk that you probably see on the Internet really makes our site more unique and more friendly to that type of experience.
Well, I know that your website, you know, I'm in love with Gospel Innovation, and I just encourage all of our listeners, if you haven't been there, you need to check the website out, and it's at www.gospelinnovation.com. It's phenomenal. And I know that you are reaching so many people and you're doing so many great things. Now, tell us, why the UK market?
As I mentioned, they are just as innovative. The music there, as you'll hear in a minute, is just as incredible. Personally, I just look at it like this, that if a person is anointed, God has blessed them to get a song out there or songs out there, we think this should have a platform that it should be heard by any and everybody. Without going into the specifics, but I know in a lot of ways today's music market is controlled by a lot of factors, from the publicity, and that's why a lot of independent artists we know suffer because of the lack of publicity or promotion.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to create a platform that anybody can really hear, not only signed artists, but even independent artists from here as well as the UK, so that, as I mentioned, a global audience is really developed so that they can be blessed by those artists here as well as over in the UK of U.S. artists.
Now, we're getting ready to take our second music break. Set us up, Tony, for the song that we're about to hear from an artist in the U.K.
Yes, and this group here is called Ecclesia, and the name of the song is I'm Blessed. This U.K. artist is out of London, and they are just phenomenal. They are creating a lot of buzz in where they're at in the London area, and we were able to connect with them. We've gotten just an incredible amount of support. And even before you play the song, one of the dynamics of our site is most of the artists, if not all of them, have been going out, putting it on their Facebook, putting it on their websites, just support of the fact that they're honored to be on Gospel and Ovation. Same thing with the Mayan ministries and dance ministries, as we'll get into momentarily. But we're honored just to be able to have them. And so as you get to listen to this, and for many of you that have never heard many UK artists, you'll probably tell a little bit of the accent, but other than that, you're going to really be impressed with the music style as well as the message just then with their song. So this is from Ecclesia, I'm Blessed.
Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. I'm Wanda Adams, your host, and we're hanging out today with Tony of Gospel Innovation. Tony, tell us a little bit more about what did you come about the vision to create Gospel Innovation?
That really just came about as I was wanting to gain an audience to really, I would probably best answer that in terms of the vision of our church, actually. And as I was mentioning, our church vision is incredibly large. And so what I do here, as well as with Giant Killer Media Design, is just a really small part to what the ministry at our church is doing. And as I mentioned in regards to Kingdom Order, we really recognize that, because I'm not a person of maybe the most eloquent speech, definitely not the person that's most skilled from going to school or these different things in terms of my design skills, but they've all been just given by God, actually. And so one of the things that happened is my pastor actually prayed for me. He laid his hands on me, even washed my feet in a football washing service. I mean, there was a transferring of anointing that really happened in regards to my life. And so from it, it just came up in my mind one day, and it was just the Lord, obviously. But I mention all these things because sometimes a lot of people are kind of out there on their own, or they're doing this for their own reasons, and this thing is just a small part of what God has really planned. And I just want to make sure I push this forward and everything that it does. It's incredible that as I'm lifting up our ministry, I see the whole thing with Gospel Innovation, that's what it does, is it lifts up ministries, it honors them, and shows just the dedication, everything that they do to bring forth their music and their videos.
It absolutely does, and I love what you do, and I love what God is doing through you. And I know that it is really important and has been impressed upon your heart to create a platform for the artists that are not heard.
Exactly, because as I mentioned earlier, I know that there's a lot of things that won't change with the gospel music industry in terms of what controls everybody being able to really get to hear everything played that's out there. And as I've come to know a lot of independent artists, I'm just blown away by how gifted they are, how set they are, but yet they don't seem to be able to have that type of same platform or even respect even by the general public on being on the same level of this person or that person. I don't want to mention any names negatively in any kind of way, but you know, their songs are they should be just as much heard. So yeah, hopefully with Gospel Innovation, we look to kind of make a change in a sense of the way it's perceived, so that people can realize, wow, there's lots of music that's out there. There's lots of videos that are heard and are seen, and that I need to open my horizons to what I can view throughout the world. And this actually kind of leads to what I was mentioning globally, because internationally we begin to see the same type of support. I want to mention actually one particular example in terms of gospel music. We have a connection with the gospel radio show in London called the Gospel Breakfast Show. I'm very good friends with both of the hosts who have been very, very supportive, Yinka and Naj, to say hi to you just even as I'm saying it. From that, we were actually able to connect a couple artists. I think one's Michelle Bonilla, who you've had on there, and I think is actually tweeted me a couple times this week or last week to want to know when the show is coming back on. J.J. Harrison, LaShawn Mitchell, and Anthony Brown. We've also been able to connect with Paola Viana from the Navarra Gospel Music Festival held in Italy. Maybe a lot of people don't really know a whole lot about that here as they should. We have that featured on our site, and they're just lovers of gospel music from what we play here in the U.S. as well as internationally.
Now, the next song that we're getting ready to play, Tony, is one of my favorite independent artists. We've had her on the show, and I know some of the people that are in our chat room. I just want to let you know that we see you there, and we appreciate you so much showing your support for Tony and Gospel Innovation. Michelle Bonilla, we've had her on Marketing Ministry, the radio show, and she's just a phenomenal artist. So set us up for the song that we're about to hear.
Yeah, this is definitely by U.S. artist Michelle Bonilla, In Spite of Me. I love this song. I love the music. I love the words. And I was just listening to it the other day, and I'm just amazed on how her music will cause you to pick up phrases. And in fact, as you'll hear, there'll be phrases that she uses in there, and they'll just be words that you'll be speaking back to yourself. And that's really what gospel music should definitely do for you. It should allow you to just bring up remembrance of God's word to you throughout the day, throughout the times that you're listening to it. And I will mention that, in a sense, I know a lot of us that have always just been churched. I didn't grow up in church. I needed somebody to tell me I was going to hell so I could make a decision for Christ. And I thank God for that person. But as I came into Christ, I had a whole lot of worldly music that was singing death, and speaking death, rapping death, everything, and had a nice beat to it, and I was feeling comfortable as it was taking me down. But to hear music that uplifts and puts your mind on Christ, that's what a lot of people that are newly saved as well really need to get put in their hands. And so this was an artist I would highly encourage you to go and get her CD, go and get her songs. There's numerous songs on there that you just love. And so this is Michelle Bonilla with In Spite of Me.
Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. Again, I'm your host, Wanda Adams. I see our chat room is filling up. We want to thank you all for supporting Marketing Ministry, the radio show, and Gospel Innovations. Tony is hanging out with us today, and he's sharing a lot of good information and sharing the vision behind Gospel Innovation. And I must say, Tony, and I want to share with our listeners that I had the opportunity to meet you about a couple of years ago. And I'm not saying this because you're on the air, but you truly are a man of God, and you have a heart for the mission, and what you're doing is greatly appreciated in the music community because there is not a lot of platforms for independent artists. You know, yeah, A-listers, we're not hating on them. You know, they get some platform, but the independent artists really have to struggle, and they have to pay their dues, and you made it easy, and you provide that platform, and you have featured many, many artists that are on the Marketing Ministry roster, and we just want to thank you for that.
Oh, it's our pleasure, and like I said, I'm honored and humbled as well, because as we have gotten just incredible amount of support from the artists themselves, it's just been an absolute blessing. So, and as I said, we absolutely love their music. So we're just encouraged by that. I'd like to actually move on to the innovative videos area, because this is just as exciting as the gospel music that is featured. As I mentioned, we have gospel choirs, mime teams, praise dancers, and I bring both of these two categories up together in a sense because they kind of go hand in hand. I mean, you've seen probably some phenomenal mime dances to phenomenal gospel music songs, and, you know, as I mentioned, in fact, I'm on a mime team as well in my own church, and so I kind of understand the commitment to visually expressing what's there in a song and the message that comes through those songs. And as I mentioned, we've seen that through numerous videos that we have featured there, and it's really kind of a shame in a sense that people don't see all of what's out there on the Internet or at different churches. So definitely encourage you, if you're at a church that has any of those, definitely put them online so that they can get viewed.
Okay. Now, Tony, I want to ask you, we have callers on the line, and they would like to ask a question of you. Are you ready for a question?
Oh, sure. Please do.
Okay. Well, caller from area code 301, you're on the line, and state your name and your question for Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Yes.
And Miss Wanda, this is Marjane. Good morning.
Hey.
Oh, wow. Yes,
hi.
How you doing?
Fine. I don't have a question for Tony, but I just have a quick comment, and I just want to let you know I am listening in. I wanted to thank you so much personally. I finally got to put a voice to all the emails we've been receiving and, you know, back and forth. But thank you so much for being a supporter for me as an artist. You did a couple of features for Gospel Innovations. You also, I believe, had some video up there. And it's just truly a blessing. And I just wanted to let both of you know, hi, Miss Wanda, that I'm listening.
Hey, darling.
Hi. So I just wanted to thank you so much personally for your continued love and support always.
Excellent. Well, I deeply appreciate you doing that, just taking the time as well as calling in. And trust me, you made my day just by doing that. Wanda, as she mentioned, yeah, we definitely actually have her featured four times there. And when we blow up, because this is really, really new, we're definitely going to be trying to refeature all those artists the same way, because, as we mentioned, we want them to have a platform so that really the world hears, because we believe that they should be heard.
And I just want to stop a moment. I know we want to go on with the show, but I want you, Tony, to realize how much love people are showing you and how much they appreciate what you're doing in ministry. I know I'm looking in the chat room, and Deborah Hunter is showing her love, and Joe Girl is showing her love, and our friends from Milestone Motivation has tuned in, and they're showing their love, and JC Overcomers Ministries is showing their love. So you are truly appreciated, and you have to know that when the favor of God is upon your life, Tony, your gifts make room for themselves, because there's nothing out there like what you are doing in ministry. So it is greatly appreciated, and this is your season and your time.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. As you mentioned, Deborah Hunter, appreciate her listening as well, and she mentioned Farron, who, as I said, it was extremely difficult to bring all the different ones that I wanted to bring on here. And that's one of them. Farron has an incredible song that you have to listen to. As I said, Marjane, the same thing. And I'm just, I don't know what else to say other than I'm just extremely overwhelmed by just the amount of support with this interview going into it. Even, like I said, people wanting to put it on their website even afterwards. It's something that I can't really put into words, really can't. I want to mention, as you mentioned, regarding Joe, who is the Quebec Celebration Gospel Choir, one of the, in my terms, of my what I believe, probably one of the top 25 choirs throughout this world. And I know there's a lot of choirs that you'd say, yeah, but what about the Brooklyn Tabernacle and this one and that one? And you'd be right, but I would include them with it. We have a couple videos of them featured that are from their YouTube page, and one of them alone, just one of them alone, I think is the Happy Day song that they sing, absolutely incredible, has been viewed on YouTube well over 3.5 million times. And I just could not get over the amount of views on it. Preferably it'll be that many times it's viewed on our website. That would be wonderful. But as I mentioned, their videos have been just viewed so many times because of what they're doing. I think they won recently the McDonald's Gospel Choir competition that they were in. And as I mentioned, I would put them definitely within that category of top 25 choirs throughout this world. So I would highly recommend you to visit our site and look at what they're doing. And as I mentioned, we have Joe who's with them, and she's listening with them. I just can't tell you how much I'm thankful for that.
You know, that is so awesome. You know, and like I said, I'm looking at the overwhelming love and support for you and this interview, and it's just amazing, and that just shows you the favor and the goodness of God. You know, I see Pastor Frank and V from Doing a Big Radio, along with some others. And so if you have questions for Tony, you can call in at 917-932-1720, and he'll be happy to take your questions. Now, Tony, coming up, we have another UK artist by the name of Faith Child. Set us up for that song.
Yes, actually. Faith Child is another one that's out of the UK, London area, and he is a phenomenal artist that has been getting incredible amount of buzz. But what he has recently did just in this last month, he partnered up with two other artists that are just as amazing. The name is Governor B, and the other is named Vic Tizzle, actually, who have won MOBO awards that are just prestigious awards over there in the UK. And they put their talents together to do something that has never been done over there. And one of the things that it was they sold out the O2 Arena in London that has never been sold out for a gospel music event. Now, they've had Madonna, they've had, you know, Whitney Houston, they've had numbers of other artists there. But to be able to have really kind of like an underground, independent type of gospel rap to be the show, it was absolutely phenomenal. The buzz, even on Twitter, would have amazed you, because I'm usually following numbers of those different artists, and all I kept seeing throughout that day was just the heightened excitement of that event, and it was absolutely incredible. So this is one of the songs from Faith Child. It's called I Like It. I'm sure you'll enjoy it as well, and here it is.
It's Faith Child and Jarjay. What's the name? Put your shades on. Kingdom style. And let's go.
Welcome to my world.
I prefer this lifestyle better. Now I'm changed at 2-5 for a tenner. I've been around the block, I've been around the city block. And I know that I'm staying sitting on the rock. I've seen a few brothers drop. They can't afford to buy diamonds for the soul rock. But I've got my portion like chips and that's never light. Now that belongs to the other boy. Give me the place, put me in the better place. I was in many chains. I see better days. No fears, no pain, no tears, no drama. No need to hide under clothes, no pajamas. Go speak, so I'm putting his orders. Therefore, I'm gonna make it. Call me the fifth corner. Who the king of my life? Right to trust him and be like,
the key. been raving all night through the past week. It's a shame I can hardly see. Travesty, good deeds, well played on heavenly feet. They can see but they can't believe. They can see but they won't receive. I say a 6-9, don't read. His arms are open like a short sleeve. And I know that he won't leave, oh please. And when I call his name, he don't go away. And I don't mean I'll be, oh please. Never fly, quick time like a role player. Forget Buffy, Christ is a role player. No doubt he's my hero. The charm is just me from the summit on the back zero.
Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show, and we're hanging out with Tony of Gospel Innovations. Tony, we have another caller on the line that wants to ask you a question. Are you ready?
Yes, go ahead.
Caller from area code 323, state your name and your question for Tony.
Hi, Wanda. This is Esther from KTYM.
Oh, you doing? Hey, Esther.
Hey.
I'm doing well. Thank you for joining us.
Look, I really didn't have a question for Tony. I just wanted to say how awesome the show is. I appreciate both of you. This is so, so great. You know, I usually don't have time to listen, Wanda, but today I was in there and Tony, it's awesome what you're doing, Wanda. It is awesome what you're doing.
Wow. Well, thank you very much for saying that. I appreciate that.
I really do, and Wanda, well, you know, hey, I'm here at KTYM in Los Angeles. If there's anything I can do for either one of you, be sure to call me, hit me up, and we'll see what we can do.
Awesome, Esther, and you know I will. And I know, Tony, you got a new friend now.
Amen.
Yes,
look. Look, I just wanted to say that and say God bless both of you and just keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Esther.
All right. Bye-bye.
And see, Tony, it's turning out to be I Appreciate Tony with Gospel Innovations Day.
Excellent. Wow.
You know, and I know your heart is overwhelmed right now, and we're going to move on to the next segment, but I just want you to feel the love that everybody is giving you right now.
Oh, we definitely feel it. We definitely feel it. I want to express some love back, actually. I want to mention some of the videos that we have on there of different ministries, dance ministries, because that's, as you mentioned, the next segment is mm-hmm. Anointed to Dance. Winter McCrave is the leader, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We are honored to just be able to feature them, innovative and well-presented ladies that are doing some incredible mime. Jackson, too, Imperative Mind, Corey Jackson and his wife right outside of Atlanta, Georgia, and the Soldiers at War dancers that's at my church, at Lisa Snyder and Asia Beebe, that are the leaders, doing some just incredible, innovative dances. And so, as I mentioned, that's that other area that we showcase. A person would be able to see a dance team or a mime team, their video, a bio, text write-up as well, some pictures, and as well as even booking information as well as other links to follow them on their site, Twitter, Facebook, you name it. And so if you have a church ministry that would like to be showcased on our site, which is what I'll definitely be getting to, we would love to be able to view your videos. Definitely contact us. You go to our site and see exactly where that's listed at.
And what are some of the church websites that you featured on Gospel Innovations?
Actually, I was not prepared to have a list of those, actually, but you'll definitely have to go to them because we have featured them throughout this country as well as different sites in other countries for their design but also for their ministry, just everything that they're offering innovatively because it's really like this in terms of websites. We know that churches have incredible visions, but at the same time, they haven't always displayed that visually on their website. And so how can people run with the vision if they can't even see it sometimes? And so we just feature those ministries on there so that people could be able to say, I got to get mine like that. That's what I've got to do because God has given me a big vision. And so that's what we kind of feature there.
Okay. Now we're getting ready for our next song, Tony. So set us up for Wait.
Yes. Actually, right before that, I'll if I could have you wait for a second. I've got one example I do need to mention because I really want people to know the dynamic of what our site does. We have a perfect example of this with a dance ministry called the Mustard Seeds. They're right out of the campus of University of Illinois. I was able to somehow find their videos. They weren't that easy to find. But when I saw them, they have a mixture of close to 40 dancers in their group. And they use that whole time to bring different scenes throughout a whole dance into play. And it's a drama dance. And their dancing skills are something that you would probably see on, like, America's Best Dance Crew. And they're really that good. And so we have a featured video on there called Purpose. And it's set to the theme style of the TV show Heroes. And this is innovation. And as I'm mentioning this, I want to thank Sean Lee, who is the director over that. And even just from those things, they go to different places and impact others that are not even saved that see these, but they catch on to the message. And they've made their local news, and they've had just that much impact. And from our standpoint, we let them know that, and they put that on their Facebook pages. They let everybody know. And then from our viewer stats, that whole week, our stats blew up to Urbana, Illinois, Champaign, Illinois, all the surrounding areas. So as I mentioned, those different MIME groups in all different areas of the country, the support that they get already has just increased their visibility as well as to other ministries that might want to book them or bring them to their church. And so, yeah, as I mentioned, the song here, Anthony Evans, Wait. If you're familiar probably with Dr. Tony Evans that's on the radio quite a bit, this is his son, Anthony Evans, and we were blessed to be able to connect with him. He's got a phenomenal ministry. He's a wonderful singer, and he loves the Lord. And this is Wait from Anthony Evans.
Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is everlasting. He is our God.
Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show, and we're hanging out with Tony from Gospel Innovations. Now, Tony, tell us a little bit about what's next for Gospel Innovations, and tell us about the call to action that you have for our listeners.
What we're going to continue to do is partner up with incredible music labels. We've already connected with EMI Gospel and Light Records, and we'll continue to do that. But our vision is definitely going to stay the same. Perfect example, as you mentioned, Michelle Bonilla, Margin A, Farron, all the different artists that are something that everyone should definitely look at in the same exact light of a Byron Cage or Marvin Sapp or a, you know, Donnie McClurkin, et cetera, because the anointing and the songs are just, they're just there. And so we're going to continue to keep it that way because we know that we'll be able to have the best impact on the perception of how gospel music should be looked at today. We're going to continue to have some incredible mime ministries and dance ministries featured on there. So as I mentioned, it is updated weekly. So we have a great incentive for people to continue to come back to our site and not just view it once. If you've never been to our site, I highly encourage you, gospelinnovation.com. Look at it for at least the first few 20, 30 seconds, and I'm sure you'll get a full view of what we're about, and that'll be a favorite site of yours to continue to go back to. In terms of call of action, if you would like to be a gospel artist featured on our website, or if you'd like to, if you're a choir, a mime team, or dancers that you'd like to be featured on our site, we have an area that you can submit that information and that request. We ask if you are a mime team or are taping something, we just ask, you know, that, again, we're trying to uplift excellence, so we would like it if you definitely have the recording taped well, your best type of recording visually. It's extremely rare that we'll have a video on there that's shaking really, really a lot because we want it to look good. But there's instances when we do have that because the dance is just that incredible and they haven't been able to get another recording. But definitely contact us.
Now, Tony, we have a caller on the line. One more call before we play the last song. You want to take this call quickly?
Yes, definitely.
I guess they fell off real quickly, Tony. They're no longer there. But that's okay. Go ahead and set us up because we're running out of time, and you shared so much good information, and your time always goes by so quickly when you're having a good time. Set us up for the last song, and for those that are listening, let everybody know where they can get more information about Gospel Innovations and they can stay in contact with you.
If you'd like to advertise,
here?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like to advertise on our site, please contact us. We've got a growing audience that you can be able to advertise your event, your ministry, your CD, your conference. There's lots of ways you'd like to take advantage of the viewership that we have. And this last song is from Dwayne Triumph. He is a UK gospel artist. You definitely want to hear this. For people that are used to hearing rap music, they'll be able to keep up with the lyrics, but others that are not, you probably will speak a little fast, but the message will be there. So you will enjoy this. Dwayne Triumph with Never Be the Same.
Triumph Productions.
I can feel the spirit running through my veins. It's a feeling so strange. Now I'll never be the same. Now I'm ready. I'm living for the glory of your name.
It's that time again, give it everything in a minute to find my pen. Back on the track with a double time again. I rap to make the lead come alive again, cause I'm done with the lead rap, the paper chase to get that. I'm on a mission just to bring in the lyrical benefit, lyrical element, and I'm telling them about better than telling them. I'm telling them about Christ, he's bringing the yoke up out of the dark side. Human and she better be ready to die when they dance with the devil in the morning light. So ain't try and break the fire, wreck the fire. Till the day that I die, I'll meet him in a try. Yep, he survived. No one ever from the bones to find a wife, cause he's alive.
I'm ready.
full of adrenaline. I remember the day that I let him in. To my life, living it way better ever since. Come and talk to the way for the evidence. I'm a little minister for the major deliverance. Had a little bit grace of benevolence. I'm a chase for the fellas, chasing the dividends. How can I let go when I got more spiritual power than petrol? No, hell no. I've been elected by the king who made it a greater than heroes. Said his heroes is a hero. I'm burning up like a hero. He's like a fire in my bones. Kinda like I'm in a ghost. I won't stop till it's time to go home and the trumpet blows. Christ in me who leads the way. Give me the daily bread and the weather, the bread and whatever that I need today. Cause in the beginning you were living in the eternal light. You were the wedding eternity before the day and night. Made manifest in a flesh for white suggestions. Best to be adjusted, not really resurrection. How did he escape the tomb and every eye witnessed? Saw him on the cross at noon. And what happened to the Roman soldier? Who moved the two-time tombstone boulder? I-N-D-H-U-B-E-G-I-N-N-I-N-G. Was a W-O-R-D. Oh yes, and it's sharper than the W-O-R-D.
Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. And boy, we're out of time. I want to thank Tony from Gospel Innovation for hanging out with us. I want to thank all of you who tuned in to listen to this show. Make sure you check out Tony at www.gospelinnovation.com. All the information is there on the site. Make sure you tune in next week where our special guest will be Marjanae and Forever Jones. So we have a double header coming at you. Tony, thank you so much, and I hope you come back again to hang out with us.
Yes, I will.
You know, I appreciate you. So until next time, everybody, don't be afraid to cast your vision, be all you can be in Christ Jesus. We'll talk to you and see you next week.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, Tony.
And all his promises spoken to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you a peace of mind. Stand on your faith. Believe in his word. Kingdom of a place of believers.